I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. A bill that would have prevented most abortions in Texas has been defeated, at least for now, and a new political star created in last night's wild ride in Texas. State Senator Wendy Davis, wearing pink running shoes, led a nearly 13-hour filibuster against the bill, which banned abortions after 20 weeks and required them to be performed in surgical centers by physicians with admitting privileges to hospitals within 30 miles. That's something that's almost impossible in some rural areas of Texas. Protesters in the gallery erupted with chants of "let her speak" when Republican lawmakers shut Davis down. Republicans had the votes to pass the bill, but they were too late. They took the vote after the midnight deadline, so technically it didn't pass. But Texas Governor Rick Perry could call the Senate legislature back into session as early as today to reconsider the bill and the state's redistricting maps. Yesterday, the state's attorney general announced that they'll start issuing voter IDs, both of these in light of the Supreme Court striking down that key section of the Voting Rights Act. So lots happening in Texas. Let's bring in Ben Philpott, who covers politics for KUT News in Austin. Ben, Wendy Davis, people knew her in Texas, but overnight, a sensation.
That's right. You know, she's been the one that has been the focus of this bill and whether or not there would be a filibuster at the end of the session for, you know, several days now. She did lead a filibuster in 2011, actually, one that blocked a bill that would have cut several billion dollars from the state's public education system. Two quick things on that, of course. Number one, they did immediately call a special session and ended up passing those cuts anyway. Mm-hmm. And number two, that filibuster was only about 76 minutes long.
Well, compared to this 13-hour one. And just tell us a little more about her. A single mom, grew up in poverty, helped support her family, had a child herself by the age of 19, but then ended up at Harvard.
That's right. Ended up at Harvard, you know, clerked for judges, and came on the scene, won a district which was supposed to be drawn for Republican, and has been able to at least once successfully defend that. And she's the one that a lot of people talk about maybe being the next Democrat to challenge the Republican establishment for the governor's race.
Well, and remind us, was she the state official who had a Molotov cocktail thrown at her office?
Yes, her district office in Fort Worth did have a Molotov cocktail thrown at it. She came in and has very much been trying to make a name for herself and has not been shy about doing things that upset the other side of the aisle.
Pundits are saying she may have won this skirmish last night in Texas, but as you just inferred, the governor can come in, as he did last year with the squabble over education funds, and just pass a bill again.
That's right. You know, he can call another special session, another 30-day session. And, you know, obviously, if another 30 days is given and abortion is the first bill heard in the session, it's going to be very hard. You know, Democrats are in the minority in both the Texas House and Senate. And so there's really no way other than the filibuster to keep that from happening, especially with 30 extra days to do it.
Well, Ben, just very briefly, this is an ongoing story then, but what's been the reaction there to officials who are saying we're going to start the voter ID up and Governor Rick Perry saying he's going to also look at the state's redistricting maps? Both of those would have been covered by the aspect of the Voting Rights Act that pertained to states like Texas that the Supreme Court just struck down. What's been the reaction to that?
Well, you know, minority groups are obviously disappointed. They feel like they were had rightly been protected by the Department of Justice in not allowing the state to implement the voter ID law that was passed in 2011. Of course, the Attorney General just here in Texas, just minutes after the ruling, released his press release saying, okay, we can now start rolling out voter ID. And as you were talking about redistricting, the conjecture is that now maybe the governor will call that special session and say, you know, instead of drawing a map that we think the courts will like, let's draw a map that we think we should have in the state because we don't have to worry about preclearance. Now, again, the minority groups have said, well, just because you don't have preclearance doesn't mean we can't find fault with that map and end up back in court again anyway.
Ben Philpott covers politics for KUT News in Austin, where there's just a lot going on in Texas. Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Right up next, where do today's Supreme Court decisions fit into the history of gay rights in this country? We're back with that in 30 seconds here and now.